Please rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. So one of the purposes of these Sundays after the Epiphany is to explore the question, who is Jesus? On the day of Epiphany itself, we're reminded of the witness of the Magi, the ones who find Jesus by following the star. And last Sunday, we heard God call Jesus God's Son, the Beloved, at his baptism. And so today we hear John's witness to Jesus. This is who we know as John the Baptist, but in the Gospel of John, he's not really called John the Baptist, but some like to refer to him as John the Witness. So throughout history and artwork, whether they're talking about John the Baptist or John the Witness, the picture often portrays John having a really long finger. And it's a sign of him being the one who points us to Jesus. John's witness to us is that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, if you can remember to a time when you maybe attended a little more traditional service, our early morning service, we sing something each Sunday before we receive communion called the Lamb of God. And that's in that song, the Lamb of God, it might give some ideas as to what this title means. It is the Lamb of God that we call to for mercy. It's the Lamb of God that we ask to grant us peace. It's the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world. But Jesus is not just the Lamb of God. It's not the only witness to who he is. We also heard Jesus called Rabbi or teacher. And he's also called here the Messiah. We know that God's people were looking for a Messiah to come, the one who had been spoken of throughout Scripture many times. And when Jesus was born, it seemed that these prophecies were being fulfilled and in him, and many were getting excited about it. And many of them had ideas of what a Messiah would look like. They thought he would be a king like David. They thought that the enemy would be destroyed, and once again, the people of God would prevail. But what we find and what they found over and over again is that Jesus isn't that kind of Messiah. Jesus rules in a different way. And it seems as if the Gospel of John seems to understand this in its own way. John the Witness makes it clear to us who Jesus is. Even though he hasn't come in the expected way, John knows that this man is the one we have waited for. John the Witness and John the Gospel writer want the people to know that this is the long-awaited Messiah, the one who's coming to redeem the world, the Word of God who was present in the moments of creation. As we try to understand this imagery of the Lamb of God, we can also think of what we hear in Isaiah 53. In Isaiah 53, we read of the servant who's like the lamb being led to the slaughter. This one is God's sacrifice so that we might be redeemed. We hear once again that Jesus is the Lamb of God born to take away the sins of the world. And we know that in Jesus' time, as in our time, some believed that he was truly the long-expected one, and others just simply thought he was another prophet. We know that many in the world today wonder about Jesus. We have lots of questions about this Lamb that was sent to save us. Was he truly God's Son? How could he be human and divine at the same time? And why would God let the Son suffer in such a way? And these questions, along with many other questions, are the questions that we explore when we come and see. When we gather together to worship together, we come and see. This is what we're looking for as we try to know Jesus who reveals God to us. John's witness about Jesus leads to two of his disciples to follow Jesus. And it's Jesus turns to his would-be followers and asks, "What are you looking for?" And they ask him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus simply invited them to come and to see. And we hear that they came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. You see, John had been telling his disciples about Jesus, and they wanted to see for themselves. And after spending the day with Jesus, they knew that he was the Messiah. And these two went and told others and invited them to come and see. And those who were invited also turned to others and invited them to come and see. And as we know, somebody along the way invited each one of us to come and see this one named Jesus. So like the disciples searching and discovering Jesus, each day we hear stories of people who are seeking in our world. We hear stories of people looking for something, anything really that they can believe in. And because of this yearning, some wander off in different directions. Some experiment with other religions or in different ways looking for some clarity in their life. We live in a time where we can really struggle to be content because we're constantly being sold this idea that there's something out there that's better, that's going to make us happier than we are now. So we look for the thing or the person or the stuff that will give us this promised happiness. So we know that some will jump from job to job or relationship to relationship in search of something that they're unable to find within themselves. As Christians who have been invited to come and see, we gather not because we have found that for which others search. We gather because we've heard Christ's invitation to us to come and see and hear all about who he is. In this invitation, we get to see Jesus offer to us of God's grace and mercy. He comes to invites us to come to the table to eat and be filled. He calls us to the baptismal waters where we have been made children of God, named beloved, where we've been washed clean of our sin. Jesus calls us to come and see so that we might be strengthened to extend this invitation to others. We know that we live in a world that experiences a lot of brokenness, filled with people who are hungry, not knowing that what they long for is the bread of life, the Lamb of God. We live in a broken world where people suffer and die without hope and without faith in a God who truly loves them. Jesus has invited us to come and see, and he continues to make that invitation to all who have yet to come and all who have yet to see. We, like Andrew, John, and many others, are called to be a witness to Jesus, to point others to the one who gives light and life to the people. In our darkness, Christ invites us, come and see. To you who have lost hope, Jesus invites you, come and see. To you who are filled with fear and hopelessness, the invitation of Jesus comes to you, come and see. To you that are lost, listen to the voice of Jesus. Come and see. Come and see the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of our world. Come to be the Messiah, the Savior for us. Amen.